time with Greta Gertler. Hi, Greta.
Hi.
This is a really exciting night. How are you feeling?
Really excited.
I'm just looking to make sure this is recording. It is. Tell me how this all began. How did you come up with this idea to have an evening like this?
Well, I was always wanting to try to perform a whole album of orchestral pop music with the band, like with the musicians that we've been working with, or I've been working with for a long time, like just getting them all together. Mm-hmm. I've never played covers per se, and I don't really feel that comfortable doing it, but I feel like this, doing it in such a huge scale with so many friends, is just really fun, exciting thing to try. And so I just thought, well, it's the 40th anniversary, like this is a really huge occasion for this album, and the Bell House was like really excited about the idea, and if they hadn't been excited, I wouldn't have had the, you know, guts to go ahead. But I was like, well, it's beautiful venue, great album, and if people are free and they want to do it, like, and if I can spend the time organizing it, then I'd love to try to do it. So,
well, I think
a first attempt.
I think it's a real wonderful gift that you're giving to the musicians and the singer-songwriters, because so many of us singer-songwriters, at least, oftentimes work alone or in some isolated settings, you know, because it takes a lot to bring such a big band together. It's costly. But in terms of this album, All Things Must Pass, I'm guessing that it's an album that you've listened to over the years. Is it one of your favorite albums? Or
it is now, but I actually only heard it a couple of years ago because Adam played it for me, and I was just like dumbstruck hearing it for the first time, mm-hmm. and really excited because I've heard some of the songs on it, but not the whole album, and I was just like, every song was like, wow, this is a great song, and then the next song was, oh, this is a great song. Like, every song I love, so I just don't find that very often.
Now, how did you come to sing All Things Must Pass? Was it a song that you knew, I have to sing this one, I love this one, or how did that go?
I can't really remember, but I think that I wanted to sing a more mellow one because I've got a pretty quiet voice, and I wanted to do one with the strings and the horns, and I don't know, I just thought I want to do this song, and nobody else really requested that one, so.
Well, I didn't really know the album, but now that I do, Isn't It a Pity was one that I would have, if I had known, I would have. It's such an amazing song, and then Nina Simone's version of it is just incredible. Is there anything you would share with us about, like, what the song or the album means to you? Like, what the song, All Things Must Pass.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very sad song, but the music is quite joyous to me. So I love that combination in music, and it just moves me incredibly, and I just love the melodies. Like, when I was learning the song, it's actually a lot more intricate. It sounds simple all together, but actually the melody itself is pretty intricate, the way he phrased it on the recording, and it's just a really simple, but I don't want to say deep, but
no, but it is deep. I mean, I think
I like, when I first heard it, I was on the subway and I just kept crying. Like, every time I listened to it, I was like a blubbering mess. So I was at the same time like really happy when I heard it, because it just, I don't know, it just really thrilled me, that song.
Well, I think you're coming to the heart of, I mean, what this album is. I mean, I've just started listening to it now, but it is a deeply spiritual record, and we live in times where that's sort of, at least in open circles, is not really acceptable. And so I think this is going to be a very interesting performance, because I think we all, in our private minds, have some relationship to these deeper concepts that George is exploring. So I'm so grateful that you've done this night.
That you're here singing, and, you know, I'm just really astounded at the array of people involved. I mean, that's just kind of, I'm really moved. I can't really.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you have stuff to do. But thank you so much, and let's have a great show.
Yeah, thanks. Likewise.